You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today on this Tuesday, and here to make your day off to a wonderful start. I promise you this, that your day will be off to a great start if you tune in today to God's frequency and go to where God is speaking, and He will have a word for you today, which I promise you, if you listen to the man of God preaching today and do what he says, you will have a good day and things will go well with you. We have a guest speaker this week, a new friend of mine, and I look forward to a long friendship with him, Pastor David Bryant, Senior Pastor of Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church in Coco, Florida, who came and brought the word at our church, Island Community, this past Sunday, this past Mother's Day. And this is playing this week. If you'd like a copy of it, there's a variety of ways of doing it. You can download it yourself by going to WGOD Radio on Facebook, by contacting me, Paul, at WMIEFM.com. I will mail you the disc. Or my website, WGODradio.com. Click on the link that says prior broadcast, and you'll see that sermon up there. You can download it directly to your computer. So, okay, this is part two of this message. This is coming out of the book of Galatians, chapter 6, Paul's instructions on not to grow weary in well-doing. Here's part two.
On this Mother's Day, some mother here who have been waiting for months, perhaps years, for some prodigal child to return, and yet that child's room is still empty. Their place at the table is still vacant. Are you tired yet? For you who put God first in your finances, but you're still facing the creeping shadow of bankruptcy, are you tired yet? You've been faithful in your service to Christ, and yet you feel your field is still barren. Are you tired yet of looking at the TV or on social media and everything that you hear about what's going on in this country? Yea, even the world is negative, 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 and more negativity. Are you tired yet? Beloved, all I can tell you is that you might not see the under construction signs up in your life yet, but there may be no tracks of heavy machinery found. There may be no sounds of heavy jackhammers in the background of your life, but I come by to tell someone this morning that the master architect and the master builder, which is none other than Jesus Christ, is busy at work on your behalf and on my behalf right now. Oh, I done got happy about that. I come by Island Community to tell someone this morning that God is aware of your circumstances, and he's moving in the midst of them. God is aware of your pain, and he monitors every moment of it. Oh, I'm so happy that God is aware of all of our emptiness, and he is rushing, and he seeks to fill it beyond our wildest dreams. You do know he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. Beloved, God is aware of your wounds and scars, and God wants to heal you wherever you hurt. Oh, I know you're tired, but understand that God is aware of your soul that has been screaming, Lord, I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. God is aware. And how do I know he's aware? Glad you asked the first question this morning. Is it? I know, Pastor, because in the book of Galatians, verse 9 of the chapter we're trying to preach out of, verse 9 says, let us not be weary. Let us not be tired in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And the central phrase in this verse is simply this: we shall reap. Yeah. See, all it's saying is that we should not grow weary from doing good. Oh, bless his name, because we shall reap. It may seem unbearable. You may not see it right now, might not feel it right now, but beloved, I come by this morning to tell someone the harvest is coming. The land may seem barren, the seed may seem powerless, and the weeds may seem unmovable, but beloved, hang in there, because the harvest is coming. Right there in the book of Psalms, the 126th chapter, verse 5 and 6 says, those who reap in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. Hallelujah. Because my harvest is coming. Verse 7 in our text here of the book of Galatians, verse 7 is a word of warning. So I pause parenthetically to let you know God is warning us this morning. He that has ear, let him hear. The verse 7 is simply saying this: do not be deceived. For God is not mocked, for whatsoever one sows, that he shall also reap. In other words, whatever you put out will come back to you. If you put out good, glad tidings will come back to you. If you put out mess will come back to you. And I'll just share, on Mother's Day, every time that we would get down in the dumps or something would happen to us and say, oh, why me? Why is all this happening to me? My dear sainted mother would always stop and say, you better quit your crying. Lift your head up. Because all that has happened is that some mess that you released is just come back home. And one thing I learned about the reaping and sowing principle is that whatever you release, it may be 10 years, maybe 20 years, but trust me, beloved, it's going to come back. And the problem that God has with us is that we try to get amnesia and act like we don't know why this has befallen us. Oh, let me just make it even more plainer. Okay, as an example, I didn't do this, but someone that was at the grocery store, I'll say it like that, and the cashier gives you too much change. You know that she gave you too much change. But instead of doing the right thing and turning around, understanding that the young man or the young lady is going to have to pay for that out of their pocket, most of us take that as a windfall. I got $5 to the good. This was great. And then next Tuesday, my transmission falls out of my car. Amen. There's a word of warning here. Do not be deceived. because God is not mocked. Whatever one sows, so shall he reap. So in a real sense, beloved, you and I determine our tomorrows by what we do today. Ooh, I'm getting ready to start preaching here in a minute. Oh, I got to do that. Okay, I got it now, Doc. Let me hold this right here. Look, got to get one of these to St. Paul. Beloved, we determine our tomorrows by how we live today. Is that right? Yeah. See, look here. How we live, how we treat one another. And I'm not talking about folks you love and folks you're familiar with. Ooh, see, got real quiet there. Okay, how we live and how we treat one another will determine how God treats us. Why you say that, preacher? Well, simply this. We're all God's children. Are we not? Okay, so if someone mistreats your child, and you got some issues with them, is that right? Well, our Father God feels the same way. See, I can't mistreat you and then turn around and expect my Father to love me. Okay, let me press on here. Because see, y'all didn't come here for that. This is Mother's Day. Look, in the great Gardner Taylor, in his book, The Scarlet Thread, rightly calls this sowing and reaping the law of kingdom investment. The law of kingdom investment. And he simply states that, you know, you reap what you sow. So verse 7 is a word of warning, right? Verse 8 is a word to the worker. Is there any workers here? Yeah, this is a word to the worker. See, the emphasis on verse 7, beloved, is on divine sovereignty. Yeah, that's right. And the emphasis on verse 8 is on human responsibility. You do know we have a responsibility for one another. You do know that, don't you? Yeah, we have a responsibility as citizens of this great nation to practice our civil duties. Amen. When I was in school, in elementary school and in middle school, especially elementary school, they used to teach a class called citizenship. Yes, there was a class that was called citizenship. And it basically talked about government, how government works, and the responsibility of each and every one of us as citizens. Lord knows we need a citizenship class now. Now, I digress. Let me finish preaching here. You and I have no control over the harvest after we plant. But we can control the harvest by what we plant. Yeah, just go ahead and just say, right there. Yeah, okay. So my first question to you is, what are you planting? Are you planting forgiveness after a fight? Are you planting patience after pressure? Are you planting gentleness to those who irritate you to no end? And I'm talking about those ones that just irritate you as soon as you see them.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I didn't
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the